So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. Okay, real quick, we were talking about Gordon Ramsay's new restaurant, and a number of texts says, one says, I'll put ketchup on my hot dog if you want to. You're certainly welcome to. I don't think you shouldn't. Burger in Vegas, his other store in Vegas, probably the best hamburger I've ever eaten, so that's good to know. Another one says, it's a money grab from this guy. Know your market, Ramsay. And one more text, don't judge Gordon Ramsay if you don't even follow his shows. He's actually a very kind and caring person. That's good to know.
And one text applauding me for taking one for the team and going to eat a hot dog on your dime.
Hampton, Kevin Paul wants to go out to eat and he wants me to pay for it so you can go back and report on it. What do you think of that?
Well, I think it's that time of year where
right.
You need to give him a break and buy him lunch.
There's my friend Dan Hampton to give us a preview. Well, I don't know who's playing when anymore, Dan. There's another Monday night game. There's a couple of Tuesday night games. What do you make of all this COVID stuff?
Wow. Well, in an abstract way, you just stick around, and what we used to say about the weather, wait 10 minutes, it's going to change. You know, I do know this. It kind of come to a crisis point, and the Washington football team, Redskins, whatever you want to call them, they had over 20 guys that were out for the week, including the two starting quarterbacks. The Bears, as you know, will be without all three coordinators. So this is it's uncharted territory. You think that maybe the NFL is trying to throw the guys a bone and moving the games to Tuesday, seeing if some of the players can test
negative
and qualify.
Right.
So I'll be the first one to tell you, the NFL, you never know what's going to happen, but now all bets are off.
This
is crazy.
And I keep trying to repeat too that we, like you said, I think are in uncharted waters, but we really are. And people are trying to do the best they can, and mistakes are going to be made or wrong decisions are going to be made, but I think best intentions are out there. And when you've got a team that is still in the playoff hunt, to have them lose a game because half their roster or a quarter of their roster is in the COVID protocol, that's not right either.
Absolutely not. I remember a year ago, they made the Denver Broncos play without an active quarterback. They had a receiver running the Wildcat. So, the Three Dog Night, one of my favorite bands of a bygone era, they had a song called The Show Must Go On. And I think that's kind of been the mantra of the NFL the last couple of years. It's like, we'll do whatever we have to do. We'll move games. We'll try to, help you with, the testing and all that. But we're going to have games every week. And kind of hold on and see what happens.
Maybe advice for the fans. Three Dog Night also had a song said, Mama Told Me Not to Come.
Well, I don't know what the weather's going to be Monday night, but hey, it's a Monday night under the lights against the Minnesota Vikings. The Bears, as you know, they're playing for a lot of different things. Unfortunately, a playoff spot isn't one of them.
No.
We do know that this team has a couple of facets that we haven't had in years past. When it gets to this point, first and foremost being the fact that I believe we have a legitimate franchise quarterback, but he's kind of regressed the last couple of weeks. Ever since the bye week, remember going into the bye week, he looked so impressive in the second half against the Steelers, and then unfortunately we had the bye week, and then he got dinged up against the Ravens. Then he missed a game against Arizona, and last week against Green Bay, it was no good. He was pressured 22 times in that game. Now, think about the first game he started on the road in Cleveland. Yeah, he was sacked 9 times, but he was only pressured 16. So the Packers did an amazing job of of getting after him and kind of making him look like a rookie. And unfortunately, you know, it doesn't seem like we've gotten a whole lot of high caliber coaching that kind of alleviates some of those rookie mistakes. He made them, and obviously we paid a price. But against Minnesota, who's to say he doesn't come out and put together maybe his best game of the year?
Hamp, it is pretty incredible, though. Like you mentioned the Cleveland game, and he I think he was pressured 54% of the time against Green Bay. How this coaching staff just continues to fail to adapt to what they have to work with. I know that they were up down to two rookie tackles in that game, but and this is not just under Justin Fields. This is even before with other quarterbacks. It doesn't feel like they ever adjust their game plan to help out their quarterback.
And it's pretty obvious. Think about this. You know, we're talking about bands. Well, I would, you know, in a band, you identify the best singer and you try to get him to sing the most songs. You don't give the guy with the bad voice the mic and say, okay, carry us. Well, think about this. This offense has failed to ever. We've gotten into a rhythm, maybe one drive, maybe two drives in a game, but never throughout the course of a 60-minute contest. You know, we all love Darnell Mooney, but last week he played almost the entire game, 57 snaps. He only had one catch, and he had a drop. Allen Robinson only had two catches of six targets. Jameer Byrd, you know, he had one amazing catch and run over the middle for a touchdown, and then one 18-yard play. But other than that, throughout the entire night, those three big play components of your offense, what do they come up with, five plays? So, you know, you're not thinking right, you're not coaching right, and you're not calling right. If that's the extent of your offensive production with your three home run hitters, it's just crazy.
So what are you? Who are you going to predict? Who's going to win this game on Monday night?
All right, look. Here's the thing. You know, Minnesota. They're still on the fringes of the playoffs. For whatever reason, Nagy has had amazing success against Minnesota. I believe he's 5-1. And at some point, you know, I think a lot of these players. I remember being on a team or two early in my career where we weren't playing for the playoffs, but you knew that everybody was going to be watching a film. You knew everybody was going to be watching Monday Night Football. You went out there and you wanted to get after somebody. I kind of think the Bears find a way to kind of shake it off and find a win. And 5 years, 10 years from now, it may not mean a darn thing. But what it would do is help you along that path of identifying who the leaders are. Because if you win a game that's really meaningless in a lot of ways, the ones that are really trying the hardest, doing the best, trying to make the plays, those are the leaders. Those are the guys you want to build around. Who's ever coming in, this may be a very important film to study.
All right, there's the great Dan Hampton. Dan, I'm off next week for much of it, so we won't talk on Friday. Listen, have a Merry Christmas, okay?
Merry Christmas to you, sir, and to all of our listeners. God bless.
Dan Hampton there, talking about the Bears and the Minnesota Vikings coming up on Monday.